views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Wow, welcome. We got a new intro coming. What an incredible day. I know I promised you guys that this week would be a call-in show, but what happened was after we got off last week, we had so many responses of going, I didn't want the show to end. We want these ladies to come back. This is about real talk and real transformation and real change and really starting to change your perceptions. Because so often, if you've heard me on this show today, whether you're new, you can check out the past episodes, or welcome if you are returning. A lot of times what happens is we have a perception on something. We don't change it because we don't understand it. Then we turn it away. And this is why we get stuck in our life, because all of a sudden we don't understand something and we create that belief system and it makes it hard to jump. And then also you think, well, are people going to think I'm a little crazy? I had an incredible client yesterday and she's from the States, and she said to me, I'm not crazy. And I said, join the crazy camp, because the reality is people will call you crazy when you start to look outside of the box, even though there's a lot of science behind what we do. There's a lot of spiritual behind what we do. Perhaps it's ministry, whatever you're in, the connection you have to the God conscious is your secret power within you. It's in you, it's outside of you. And together, when you hone that, that's where real change and transformation comes. You have so much inner power that once you start to tap into it, you watch what is being created. You get to create it all. It's not outside of you. And that's why I brought these incredible women back, because they have been just like you, just like me. They've gone through their journeys. They've had to redirect their lives and really become in control of their lives. So if you missed last week's show, you want to check it out so you know what's happening this week. And then next week, we are going to do the call-in show for you as we get ready for the holiday season. And I know for our American friends, you're heading into your Thanksgiving. So we'll get you all ready for that food and overeating and all the fun you're going to have with your family, or perhaps give you some tips how you don't have to have those arguments with your family. So welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to have you back. We have Doris and Shannon and Audrey back again. Thank you.
Hi.
For coming.
Hello. Thank you for having us back.
Yay. You know, last week we sort of thought we were talking about faith and we were talking about what that means, because it's different for everyone. I think it's a great place to start, because we did have some people, they were really loving that conversation. I don't know who wants to jump in, but what was your, I'd love your perception, because you're all in the Miraculous Academy, because you noticed that's one of the reasons we get to know each other very well is our community, because I want to talk really about our community too, what it stands for. Actually, you know what? We're going to go there first. So for our new listeners, what would you describe our community for people who may go, that's kind of odd or it's different? Or what would you say your experience that makes it different, or the word you would describe the community, or what you've noticed in that space? Does anybody want to jump in?
Yeah,
and please, this is a free for all. So you can say whatever you want today. It's like we're having our own girl coffee talk. And guys, while you're listening to what they have to say, I'm also going to continue to shift the energy. We do that. So everything they say, just have your intentions ready for what you want during this hour. All right.
Yeah. Doris. So I am in several groups on Facebook for various reasons, some sort of similar to this and other sort of areas. But I do find there's something that stands out so much from this group. It really is that true wanting to help everybody. I mean, they're all informative groups, but some of them you'll see postings of just sayings. You'll say more spiritual happy thoughts or lovely quotes. This one goes beyond that. There are people who up there who go up there vulnerable and saying, I really need your help. And you will probably have about 50 people coming in with all these amazing sort of prayers or words or just love and support. And that is, it's not just the daily quote of the day or the daily video inspiration of the day. It's beyond that. It's more than just, you know, just
being. I love that because quite often, you know, it's hard for us to be vulnerable. I actually belong to a business mastermind group and I love them all. They're amazing. And I was very vulnerable with them just this week. I said, you know, I wanted to change some copywriting on my site. And I paid a huge amount of money to take a copywriting course. And I sucked at it. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it, right? So I just went, I'm going to be all out vulnerable. I said to the head guy, I said, I'm laying it out here, you know, like I need help there because I don't enjoy being there. I just like helping people. And it's like what you said, he actually came in to and said, mm-hmm. absolutely, I'll step up for that. And I that's the only time, this is why I agreed to have them because they're all business oriented, but it's the only time I have myself found a group that actually said, great, thank you. Let us help you with that. Because on the business side, there are things we just don't like doing, right? Mm-hmm. So on the emotion, so that's business side, and it's hard to be vulnerable. Like we've all been there, but on the emotional side, it is harder to be vulnerable because it's kind of like people are like, I don't want people to know that I have dirty laundry, but we all have dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. We all have stuff that we need help with. We're human, right, Audrey?
Yeah. So you said something earlier about, you know, why do you always have business people? Not always, but you have business people on there. Do you have regular people? And even though for me, I'm in the business world, I just want to say that I'm very, very normal and regular and I go through my own struggles. And actually, so I posted for alignment on the TLC for the awards, but the only one of the reasons why I think I was recognized for that was because I had to be vulnerable. I had to share my story about how I literally started with nothing. I didn't have a bed until I was 6 years old. My parents were immigrants from the Philippines. My mom, I'm going to get emotional.
It's good. I love it. I love it. You have an incredible story. Yeah, you do.
She worked three jobs. And my dad worked three jobs and they left the Philippines to give us a better life. And we shared five people on one mattress. Wow. And we grew up thinking that we had so much because we had each other. And I think that's what I take with me into my work and into my business is, you know what it's like to struggle. And that's why I love this community because I am where I am in my work because I have people like the community. And for that, I'm forever grateful. So, which is why I asked for the alignment because I know that that someone will hear a story and it will help them kind of get out of their rut. And I remember when I got my first bet and, you know, not having to sleep with cockroaches or not having to sleep with rats. And I just will always remember that as growth. And that's what we have here in the community is growth because we lift each other up.
I love it. And I love what you said. And I'm so happy that you shared this story because you're in the corporate world and you've worked so hard for where you are with so much gratitude. And it's exactly what you just said. People have these perceptions. They might look at where we are or how we got there. And they just assume there's this assumption that everybody's mm-hmm. had this glorious, you know, look at them. It's so glorious. And no one stops to say what happened. And you're so giving because you're so giving because you recognize I've been to the Philippines. So, you know, mm-hmm. I commend your parents. And it's not easy. It's not easy to go to another country. It's not easy to set up. It's not easy to, you know, to have this new life. And yes, they gave you that. But the thing that I love what you said is you hold on to that as gratitude for where you are today. And that's mm-hmm. why you're so in service. It's why you help and give so much in the community because you know what it's like on the other side. And I'm just blown. I'm so happy you shared it. I didn't know if you'd ever want to come out. So people listening, you got to take this, like what Audrey says, like living on a mattress, you know, you look at her and you say, beautiful, successful woman. And that's what she gets a lot, right? But she's constantly helping. And this is what the community is doing with each of these women we brought on, is because there is a story behind each and every one of us that got us here. And that's why you're up for that big award, like you said, because you have definitely gone through the ups and the downs, and that is your holding piece. So when you go through a down moment, mm-hmm. do you go back to that moment? Like, you know how I sometimes say anchor into something
yeah.
that really lifts you up when you have a down moment? So do you look at that? Like when you, cause we're all human, we get to where we are and we want to achieve more or whatever. And mm-hmm. we have that moment. Do you find you go back to that and say,
I do all the time. So I just remember, we would have to sleep vertically on the bed to fit 5 people mm-hmm. on there. And we didn't even have, there were no sheets. I didn't even have a pillow. There were no blankets, nothing like that. But my mom would hug me, and that's how I kept warm. And I go back to that because I think, you know, it's, we have so much here, because I've been to the Philippines as well. We even just a mattress on a concrete floor was like 100 times more than what they had. And when I was older and we went back to the Philippines, I love that you guys put the windows in the house in the Dominican. When I went back home with my mom to the Philippines, we laid concrete on their dirt floor. My mom's like childhood home. We laid concrete on the dirt floor, and these are the things that, you know, you don't realize how other people are living until you travel. And on the last call, I said, my faith opened up when I started traveling more, because you see how, I mean, you don't like to compare, but you see how other people live, but you just, it opens your eyes to let you know how much overflow you have so that you can actually give back. And that's very, very rich. That is a very rich it's a rich feeling that to know that you have that to give. When you think you have nothing to give, you still do.
You do. And I love that, because we're actually funny. Our community is now putting plaster in that house because it floods mm-hmm. every time there's a rain. And mm-hmm. like what you said, 12 of them live in that home. And if you heard all this story with when the dad died and got hit by a bus, if you hear it all, then, and that's what I like. And that's where we're in our community. Like you said, we're finding other places that are connected within our community. Families, like what you're talking about in your own family, is how can we also help outside the community through the people that are connected into the community? Mm-hmm. So I love that. You make me want to cry because it's such a beautiful story. Shannon, do you want to pipe in?
Yeah, I just think that's a perfect example of, like, I'm trying not to cry as you're trying to.
We are all trying not to cry. Like, and I know this is like, oh. Yeah.
And it's not from a place of feeling bad for someone. It's from a place of gratitude of, like, that's a true example of what the community is, where it's done from such a place of heart and being vulnerable and understanding that everyone has that story, and you don't ever make an assumption based on how someone might look or act today, because you don't know what that past history is. And I think too, for me, we touched a little bit on it last call, was being able to open up and be vulnerable. I think being a woman who has been in business, or even just how I was raised, you put on the shield, and whether you're someone in corporate world or you own your own business or you're a mom, you put on this shield of I'm good, I'm tough, I'm having a great day, everything is fabulous, I'm super positive, and I go into the world thinking everything is amazing, then all these amazing things are going to come to me. It's a lot harder to take a second going, you know what, I've had a really hard day, I'm struggling. And I think the community is so open to that and allows that. And so many people, including a lot of the men in the community, have opened up and been really vulnerable and said, look, today's been a rough day. This is what I'm struggling with. And then to see the response from everyone, how it's unconditional love and from such a heart place. That to me is what the community is all about. Support.
And I like it, because it's not what I've noticed. And I love about this space for people who haven't experienced it is, you know how some of the, you'll see people on social media or whatever, and it's just the B word. They're just blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a lot of fighting or it's a lot of anger. It's not that, like you said, it's like, wow, I really had a rough day. Or we had somebody today who she posted, she had a baby, and we all know when you have a baby, like holy man, if you've ever been around a baby, and I know having two, it's exhausting. Like the first couple years are exhausting, right? You're not getting sleep. You really feel disconnected. And she just posted and said, hey, I'm a mom. You know, I'm a new mom. She's one of our TLC babies. She goes, I need some help here. Like I'm exhausted. And all of a sudden you start to see all these people pop up like that. And even when we've had some of the men that pop on and say, I have a business thing I'm going to, or I'm having a relationship issue. Hey, you know, and it's nice to see the women's perspective coming back to the guys where they go, oh, I really appreciate that. Right. Or sorry, Maggie's very busy for all of our people on video. She can't find her spot today, but that is so important because I think we're in a world right now, unfortunately, even on social media, when they talk about spirituality or happiness, it's like everything is, oh, happy, happy. Well, our days are not always happy. Mm-hmm. They're not always happy. So they really need that place. I like what you said, Shannon, about love. I did a survey, as you guys know, out in the community, how you do describe the community, and love was actually the number one word on 98%. Love, wow. And support. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was actually looking at that because it's hard when people look and they're like, where do I go? Or what do I do? What did you guys find some of your biggest breakthroughs were, you know, that you find tools or things that you've learned from each other or in the community that you can take into your everyday life? If people are just listening, saying, well, how does it incorporate into my life?
Oh, there's so many. It's hard to say because, so as we were going before about vulnerability, I've always been looked at as, oh, you're a very happy person. Why are you always smiling? I said, well, at this point, I am that way. I am that way, but I struggled for many years with the hiding behind the smile and not letting anybody in. So this is something people don't get, is that sort of inner sort of conflict. So the tools that I have come up with, well, I have realized a lot of it was not my own. So the tools of the not mine worked so well because if I start to feel sort of that down, as people would say, like you start getting that darkness, and that feeling of that sadness that comes in, you're like, oh, where'd that come from all of a sudden? And I'm like, okay, that's not mine. And you realize maybe you have taken somebody else's or just something that you sort of feel around you. All those years of struggle, you're thinking, was that all mine? Like, was it mine? Some may have been, some could have, may have not have been, but it's amazing to take that tool and say, wow, as soon as I even do that sort of like, not mine, as you always say, put the hand out. It not disappears, it and that not taking, not it, taking it in, yeah. That comes with anger. Yeah. Even talking to somebody, it's the same sort of thing. You're just like, oh, that's not mine. And it's amazing how quickly that shifts also the feeling between the people that are talking, and how I could even find tools to say, you know what, give them what they require. And all of a sudden they feel happier or they feel less angry. And I love how these tools sort of integrate for both myself and for other people. And then I live so happy every day with this.
Yeah, they took like mm-hmm. that. I'm not taking that in, thank you God, or that's not mine. I'm not taking it in. It's like, what was that? 1 second?
Yeah. Yeah.
1 second.
Yeah. It is amazing how quick that is. I mean, just as an example, I had a client this last week. She's kind of negative. She doesn't understand me in what I am. She's just one of my hair clients. And so we talk and I'm like, I'm going to change her perspective on the way things are, but slowly. So we had this conversation. Everything was negative about the world and all this stuff. And I said, okay, you know what? I said to her, we're done talking about all this negative stuff. And then in my head, I'm like, we're going to change her perspective. I'm going to put her in a good mood. For the first time ever, by the end of her visit, she was laughing and joking and telling stories like I have never seen her before. And all I was like, thank you, God, because that was my intention from the beginning. No more negative Nelly. I'm done. And she was so happy.
You didn't feed it. You reversed her perception. Yes. We have a tool for that. You can watch it. We do body regen. We're talking about that in the body regen. We're going to have our toolbox. You're going to see it come up there. But that's exactly it. It's like you stopped the negativity. See, in the world, most people are feeding it and they listen to it. I'm like, oh God, not talking about that.
Yeah, I'm not getting drawn back into that anymore. That's it. Because we feel other people. We are all such empathetic people and we feel so much, and you want to, you don't want it to put you down because you don't help anybody this way. So that's the thing, is like feeling, how am I going to send out more love and more happiness to everybody? Because this is what I want for everybody. I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want people to live that way. It is very isolating and it's just very dark. Like, why not have a different perspective? Why not be happier?
And that's what I was saying too, at the top of the hour, the different perspective scares people because they don't understand it. Have you noticed that, Shannon?
Yeah. Well, and I was going to, I'm nodding because I'm like, yes, yes, yes. It's everything Doris is saying is that it's that whole misery loves company and the response that people get when all of a sudden you flip it on them. And sometimes we can fall into that too, where I'll say something and I'm like, oh, I can hear myself. It's like almost out of body where I can hear myself and I'm typically positive too, where I'll hear myself say something and I'm like, oh, that was, and I'll switch my language or my verbiage. But it's interesting when you do that with someone else and they're expecting you to join in the pity party and join in the negative talk and you switch it back to them. And I think for me, I work in a very artsy community as well, similar like cosmetic industry. Always been in corporate, have my own brow business as well. And so
you're a great painter because that painting behind you is yours. You are an incredible artist. Yeah, she is an incredible artist. So I'm not going to let her not say that. So I don't mean to cut you off, but you never talk about how amazing you are at your art. So I'm going to put that plug in. So if you want to buy Shannon's art, you just know, just email us. We'll hook you up. Okay.
artist first, right? Really, an art is infused in everything that I do. Yeah. It's the base of everything that I do. But working in an industry where it's predominantly where it is all about arts, because you have a lot of arts personalities. And a lot of my coworkers or team members or girls that work for me or guys that work for me really suffer with anxiety. And I think maybe the term has just become so mainstream now between, you know, huge media outlets and social media making it more common and known and it's talked about. I think
it's like a club now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anxiety. So now I have an excuse. Yeah. Well, we've had it.
Labels.
There's a lot. And but you see the ones that really genuinely struggle with their, you know, darker days and lighter days and the depression and the anxiety and the whether you watch someone get into, and we've all probably done it, you get into your tailspin where they get in their head and they can't get out of it. And then they're just on a spin with all these other things. And we talk too about really separating out from, you know, being in the head and being in the heart and kind of the tapping. The heart is the one I teach a lot of people just in my life and a lot of my artists of being able to just tap the heart to release and let go. And it connects you back in and kind of shocks the body out of that tailspin is one I use a lot.
I like that one because it does. It gets you out of the brain and the mind and eventually the heart wakes up enough when that's a simple tool. You can see it on YouTube or one simple tool, but it literally gives that break. And you're so correct because we've all suffered. I know I suffered from depression years ago. We'll go through periods where you'll feel anxious and you know it's not yours. But then there's people that have it to another level. Absolutely. And I think that's what I find sad about the way it's been changed is there are real people really suffering with anxiety and depression. And then people say, oh, I have depression. I'm like, no, you don't. You got out of bed today and you're actually functioning just fine. People with real depression, like, don't discount. They actually have it where they're not getting out of bed. And I know what that's like. Mm-hmm. You're not getting out of bed. You don't want to do another day. You cannot function. That's real depression. And I think that's where some of these labels that get thrown around. And that's what I do love about that tool. I'm so glad you shared it because it's one of my favorites. I got up at 4 a.m. this morning. I couldn't sleep. And I was working on our Miraculous Academy and our Effortless Academy. And I'm like tapping away and moving things because there were energies. And I was feeling kind of anxious when I got up. And I'm like, oh, that's not my energy. And I was looking at the group. And that's what I use regularly, like you guys. You know, Audrey, I want you to pipe in quickly. I know we have a couple minutes. We have to go to break. So, you know, Zach's going to make us go soon. But what is your thought on that conversation?
I love the wide range of things that you offer that I've been able to use. Because in the past, you know, I go to someone for one specific thing. And sometimes it's just a talk. But you have actual tools that I take in my day-to-day. The tapping is huge. I do that probably a million times a day. I think in the beginning I was just tapping, but now it's more intentional. I'm actually thinking, okay, thank you, God. But then I think of something I'm actually thankful for, reset, let go. And I'm thinking of what I'm resetting and letting go. So where it used to be just like a physical motion, now it's actually intentional every time I do it. And it's helped huge, really, really huge shifts.
It's big. And so you guys want to check that out. I don't know if I have it on my website. I know it's on the YouTube, but it'll be in our toolbox. So, okay. I know we have to go to break. Zach's saying time for break, guys. So check us out, tracyalclark.com, the Effortless Academy. and the Miraculous Academy of both. So those are what we're talking about, community space. We have a great Facebook page. If you even sign up for the newsletter, you can join us up on that other Facebook page. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm just going to throw it out to the ladies, things that they actually want to really let you know about, things that have really transpired in their lives. You've heard them talk about, you heard Audrey's amazing story. And so if you're wondering, is it really possible that I can be just like what you're hearing today? It is. It really is. And that is one thing I want to touch on when we come back to, is sometimes we all have that doubt. Is that really for me? Can I do that? I hear these women, I hear these men that have come through these great spaces. We even have military guys that are no longer PTSD and they're helping people. And you can, but guys, you've got to change your perception and be willing to do something different. So when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with these amazing ladies, and we'll see you right after the break.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am so excited. I can't believe our half hour is already gone. Yes, wow. And we will do a pre-tape too, so you guys can listen to more over Christmas. We're just talking on the break about the gratitude and sometimes how we take things so for granted that we forget, you know, listening to Audrey's story, how beautiful that was. And we all have gone through these ups and downs, and we forget sometimes where we are to be in gratitude. Have you guys noticed that it's easier now, especially finding each other and coming together, that it is easier to be in gratitude? Because I know years ago, like before 16 years ago, before I went on my journey, I was the most, I was that negative, miserable. I'd smile. Oh, and I try to help everybody. But, you know, I've had a very hard time staying in gratitude. And have you noticed it's like, I know now every day I'm like, oh, yay. Thank you, God. I'm so grateful. But did you notice that that also became a bigger shift when you start to see and surround yourself with other people that are really grateful, truly grateful, not just saying it?
Yes. Especially after this last weekend when you did the give back, Christmas give back. Oh, now, yeah. That was, so the amount of, I think, contagious sort of giving became like, the more everybody was like, oh, I'll give even more. I'll top you with that. And it was as if it was like in a positive way that everyone's one-upping each other on the giving. But to go back, I was like you too. When I said there was a point where I'm just like, oh, my life. Oh, everything is so bad. Why is everything happening to me? Why is this happening? And they were like, whoa, okay, you know what? Let's just step back from that. And once I started to change with the every morning I do the gratitude, and my life has changed 100% again with the happiness and the wanting to give from the heart, and not even just saying it's like, yes, I am in gratitude for everything I have because I have a lot now. And it's not to say that, okay, I know a lot of people suffer. And I said, I don't want to allow that to make me down, because that's the key is you want to feel empathy for people. You want to give, but you don't want to feel sorry as well. You just want to say, I am grateful every day, because you don't want to be down from that as well. No. Because it could spiral you down a little bit when you feel so much for somebody else. But you just say, where can I give?
Yeah, I like what you said, because when we have, like, that's the thing. Like, when you have overflow and you have prosperity, it's like what you said on Thursday. We do this yearly give back event, even though we give all year long. And our goal was 3 families. We're going to be able to help 5 families for sure. Maybe we'll see how it goes to the end of the year. And we have a very cool program to help them get out of where they are. And like what you said, from that, I kept getting emails that I want to give and sponsor this person in this program. I'm like, oh, I'll match that. Okay, we'll sponsor this person in this program. And it's so crazy that is such a beautiful, that's the virus you want in your body, mm-hmm. guys. Not a virus, but, you know, I always say in computers, we get rid of the junk. But that being so grateful that you can do that and you can change someone's life. And we see that every day, but that's infectious. Like that is just makes you just want to jump up and down. And that to me, if you want to see me really get emotional, a lot of times I'm behind my closed doors on it. But when I see that amount of giving within the community for so much, even the words, the help, the I got you, or let me do this for you, it's not just financial giving, blows me away. Every time I think we've hit some level of giving and gratitude, somebody does something different. And I'm like, oh my God. That's infectious. So
just to say how that helps though, like I said, people can say they're in different spaces in their life. So I may have maybe years ago been that person who wants to give, but I feel like I needed to hold on to what I had too, because I'd be like, okay, I want to give, but oh my gosh, I won't have that. So that scarcity feeling, that has disappeared. And not because life has changed and gotten better. And it has in one sense, because again, now I have faith and I think differently, creative miracles, as you said, bringing in wealth in different ways has helped me. But the giving comes truly not just thinking, oh my gosh, do I have enough to give? I just give where I've been told to give. And that's it. And it just comes from a place where I'm like, I truly, truly, I'm like, if it is my last $10 or my last $200 or whatever it is, I'm going to give it. I'm not going to feel like it's not going to come back to me, because I don't care. Because I know that there's that sort of like balance of the give and take and the receiving and the giving, and the overflow will be there. Even if I don't see it in one way, it'll come in another way. So I will take that from all those years
take
of
that
feeling that I didn't have enough. But I still want to give, but I can't because I don't have enough. So that's where I feel I've changed over the years. That'd be thinking to Tracy and my gratitude and just being there and doing the work every single day, because I know I've come a long way with that.
It's interesting you say that. You know, people say exactly, especially in North America, oh, I don't have that yet. They have so much. Yeah. So we have a young man we sponsor from Ecuador. And beautiful, beautiful young man. He has his dreams and he's in a lot of our programs. And the couple that brought him in help him a lot. And the night of the give back, he had reached out to the couple and said, He has no food, guys. Like, people got to understand. This young man lives in poverty, has no food, but he shows up to do his work. He's changed his whole life. He's a beautiful young man. And he said, I have $10. That's all I have. But I want to give it to the families to say thank you. $10, all he's had. So we just kind of went, yeah, it's okay. We're good. Yeah, it's okay. But here's, again, the heart, right? It's like, that's all he had. He needs to go buy food. But he was so appreciative and so thankful and so grateful for his connection back to God and the way he saw it. And, you know, if you hear this story, it's incredible. And so that's about giving. Shannon, what did you want to pipe in there?
Yeah, I think just this all relates to understanding finance and understanding wealth flow of giving and receiving, and that there's a flow, and being listening to that energy of from a place of heart where you know that it's just, I'm the same way, Doris, where I'll just give. And I would always give, but then there'd be almost a hesitation of, oh, am I going to be okay? Well, now it's not even a question. It's, oh no, I already know. It's fine. This is who needs this, and this is, I'm giving it to you. Whether it's a homeless guy on the corner, you know, where a lot of people would just judge because they don't know their story. You know, here's my last $5 in my wallet.
So can you say that quickly too? I love what you said with the heart, because we always teach when you hear from God or that connection, God consciousness, you do, you don't not do. Can you explain that to the listeners about the heart versus the head?
I think it's a feeling, just like when you sit with someone who you know has, you listen to Audrey's story and you instantly want to tear up and you get emotional. There's a truth and a full place of coming from heart, because you feel the emotions when you become emotional, and it's a feeling of, sometimes I can't even really describe it. It's just a feeling. It's a feeling of, I know I need to do this. And you don't take a second to think about it. You don't go into your brain and go, well, you know, should I do that? Or what if I, you know, well, I can't buy my coffee tomorrow morning, or I can't, what if I, you know, this is my last however many hundreds of dollars in my bank account. Well, perfect example, not everyone even has a bank account. And to, you know, we all go down our tailspin of, you know, well, I would love to own. I live in Vancouver. I have to rent right now. I'm at this point in my career. Why don't I own? That's something that, you know, makes me feel really vulnerable, and things like where I don't
know. Hey, I'll tell you, all of us on this call rent for a certain reason. So, you know what? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We have our own reasons, but for a certain reason.
Yeah.
And it's been more helpful.
And knowing knowing that that's all in place for a reason, and there's other things happening, and it's that same energy of where you know just to give from a place of heart. There's a faith. We talked about, you know, the faith of just knowing that there's a plan, and I'm good. And it'll always come back, because whenever
have you noticed since giving from the heart that your money flow has actually increased?
So that's what I was going to say, is because you're giving from a heart and from a place of just knowing that you'll always be backed up and you'll always have it in flow, more comes in. So and it's funny, because it's almost like we were talking about how God will then check you, because as soon as I kind of take a second to question, like I was questioning some stuff I did last week, and all of a sudden 3 new clients popped up. So, and that actually was more than what I would have even given. So it's just like how we talk about tithing into church too, right? The same energy of giving back, and knowing you give back, you'll get more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why we've set up our Soul Sundays the way we have, right? Because that all goes to help people in need. And I notice that the people that are giving in, like, Soul Sunday, so similar idea, right? So we can keep giving and giving, that people are now saying, well, since I've been able to give into Soul Sundays, and I appreciate that because it's our version of a service, I guess. The next ones are in February. People have noticed there's been an increase, because they sometimes don't know where to go, or they feel silly. Oh, should I buy that person's groceries or their tea? And they feel silly. I'm like, don't feel silly, because you notice when you just do it, when you hear and you do it, oh my God, you feel like you're on 100 cups of coffee high, because you just did it and walked away, you know, and your little soul goes, yeah, you know, and you don't need the recognition. Yeah. You just quietly leave, and it's the best feeling ever.
And I always say, if I was placed there at that moment where their card got declined, that was meant for me to put that in for them. That was it. That's how you say that was my cue. And you always said, if you don't follow that, it's almost as if it's like you're asking spirit and then you kind of slap them in the face. If you don't do it, it's like, okay, well, then we won't help you ever again. So it's like, listen and do. And it's like, I always say, it's the first thing that pops in my head. If you're saying, you got to do this, do it. It's like, don't second guess it. Just do it.
Don't question. Yeah, I love it. Audrey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think giving really comes hand in hand with the gratitude. Because for me, what I've learned and I continue to practice through a lot of your teachings is, you know, how to be grateful. But, you know, you think you're grateful, but then you start to learn how to be grateful for not just the big things, but the small things. So like, for example, this phone that I'm talking to you through, so that we could send this message to the community, like it's little things like that, or my cup of coffee, or the fact that, you know, I now have, you know, a bed with sheets. So little things like that.
And a comforter, because you're in Canada. You need to be warm.
Yes, I know.
It's minus 50 out there.
Yes. Yeah. So you learn how to be grateful for the big things and not just the big things, but the little things. But then where I've also had to learn how to flex a muscle is how to be grateful in times where things get really bad. Yeah. So, you know, I live in a little condo with my partner, Kevin, and we get in each other's hair probably 6,000 times a day. but we never have ill will behind it. And so it's being in those moments where if you are feeling annoyed or feeling down or dark, how to see the lesson in it and still even be grateful for those softer things, not just the tangible things, but the intangible things that really are value add in your future. So the more grateful you are, then with that, I've been able to give back way more. I've always been more of a giver, but now I give in different ways. It's sometimes now my time. It's not just money. It's my time. It's, you know, a message here or there. It's giving in so many different avenues.
I love that you said that, because a lot of people say to me, well, what if I don't have the money? I said, I remember when I had my last $1,000, like what you said, or you're starting out, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have the money, but you have time. You have an ability mm-hmm. to open a door for somebody. You have an ability to say, wow, you know, I love your coat today, or you look really pretty today, or mm-hmm. great shoes. And I know that sounds funny, but guys, listening, that goes a long way. A compliment in some way, or thank you for holding the door for me. That's so appreciative, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all grateful moments. They're mm-hmm. beautiful. And you're right, the phone. Like, people are always saying, oh, I need this and that. But yeah, gratitude for everyday things. And, you know, gratitude that you have a partner that you can get into each other's way and that you can learn from each other. You know, like, mm-hmm. that's how we grow, right? It's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. I know we have about 15 minutes. And I want to throw the floor out to you guys. If you have a message or a thought or just something burning, that perhaps the new listeners that haven't heard you or older listeners that you just say that you want to give, I don't care if it's inspiring or you just want to tell us about your day, but I want to throw this out to you three, because you're such an inspiration. It's people like you that make me so inspired to get up every day and so happy to be able to do what I do. So I want to throw the floor. What do you guys want to say to everybody listening, watching? It's your floor.
So for all of those, because again, I have been there, who feel like it's very difficult to live in gratitude, because you are in a place where you don't feel like things are going your way. There are ways, the tools to get around that. It is at that point where changing that thought process, and you know what, like you said, just remember that it's happening to me as a lesson. And then, yes, it's not just happening to you. There are people who suffer just alongside as you as well. The everyday gratitude, even at the point you're thinking like, I just want to jump off this cliff, but I have gratitude that I could walk to this cliff, or I have gratitude that I woke up today. And it's hard, because you can be in that dark space and force the gratitude. But at some point, I remember not wanting to go out and thinking to the point of like, today I don't want to see anybody. And I do go out, and that one person gave me a smile. I was switched on as if that just actually made me the happiest person in the world. The biggest advice is, don't hibernate. Do your best to come out. Try to push yourself. And I know it's difficult, because I have been there. There are days and I've missed out on a lot of opportunities. But these days, day by day, little by little, they help. And they really do, because that one person that I choose to smile to, I know I'm going to make their day just the same as that other person made mine. Opening the door and even being in the drive-thru and somebody gifted me a coffee, it makes your day.
Yeah.
So that is just a small perspective. I know there's lots, but that one there was big for me because it's a struggle. It is a struggle. And now I can honestly say in my heart of hearts, I live in joy almost like 90% of the day.
That's where we're supposed to be.
Okay, so my family and my dog and people can get upset in my life. Again, it's just a small portion of the day and you snap out of it. But I'm telling you, it is the little steps at a time that helped.
I love it. Shannon.
Yeah, I think just, I'm there's so much. I mean, I could talk for hours on so many things. And
we'll be doing another one that'll air later. So it's all good. Hold those thoughts.
I think just remembering that what you mentioned earlier, saying like, oh, you look so beautiful today, or I love your nails, or I love, like, it just those little comments. And I think the base of just being a good human is to see people. And you asked, you know, us to write in what we feel what would describe the community. And I said, you know, it's a support for anyone at any level, at any place in their life, with unconditional love, and to really see people. And by taking a second to stop rushing and, you know, have our head down and be looking on our phone and be doing something, but to really just see someone and appreciate them. And it could change that whole day. Like Doris was saying, of someone who maybe struggled to get out of the house that day or is struggling with self-love or, you know, down that rabbit hole of something that they, you know, they're really struggling just to be present or alive, really, and to take that second to see them. And it could be something as little as their hair or their nails.
I really love that, because you have just hit on something, and thank you, with the unconditional love. And how many times us on this call, we never felt heard or seen. And this is what I love about the community with souls. Our community is filled with souls, just like you guys, that see each other every day in different ways. And when you go and take that out, we always say our mission is to change a billion lives. We always say it's a billionaire, but a billion lives is what we're changing. It's not about money, because every time we go out, it's a ripple effect. I love that, Shannon. Thank you. Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So unconditional love is a huge one. And I wasn't going to mention that one, but then it came up. So obviously it's what I need to talk about. But in the last live event, I asked, you know, to release anger, and you said, you know, you haven't learned to fully forgive, and what you have to learn is unconditional love. And so that, I think, is probably the biggest theme for me in the last, I would say, month is learning unconditional love of not only self, but, you know, the people around me. And it's now trying to find the balance of how do you love unconditionally while setting boundaries?
Yeah.
So that's a big one, where you want to love unconditionally and you want to accept, but then there are also boundaries that you have to set in place so that you're not less of a person from learning unconditional love. So I think out of this community, so those are the two things, but it's that it's a constant evolving journey. And that's what I love about this community, is that in every stage of the journey that you're in, there's always some sort of support along the way. And you can't forget where also you started, because someone is early on in their journey and you were there at one point as well. And so without looking back and saying, oh, I'm way past that stage now, I'm not going to go back there. Without that lens, it's really just about recognizing that you were there too. And how do you help lift that person up to maybe not where you are, but at least a step ahead of where they are. So
and that is our job, right? I call it, you guys hear me say in the community, you just gave our next video. We're going to teach in the Miraculous Academy, unconditional love and boundaries. So that's, we're always teaching in the academies, but you just said that, like I always say, and you hear me say, it's a ladder of life. People pull us up, we got to pull, it's our responsibility to help pull others up. And it is, I'm so grateful you said that, because quite often people say, oh, I'm not going there. It doesn't mean that you have to engage in the negativity if that's where they are, but they're asking for help. So see them, like Shannon said, and say, okay, I'm asking for help. Are you willing to try something different? That's a great saying that people forget. If someone says, their complaints say, are you willing to try something different? Are you ready to have a new perception on something or a different perspective on something? And if they say no, then you know your energy isn't ready to go there yet. But then you can say, when you're ready, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. And just by having, people don't have conversations like that. They don't really, it seems like it got forgotten. They say, well, we can help you. And that's what I'm so grateful that each of you said today with the community, because that is the mission and the goal behind the community, is to make sure that everyone sees, feels seen, feels heard. And that's why I'm constantly saying, if you show up, we all show up. And people listening, if you show up, you know, in any way, whether it's an event or whether it's on the Facebook or whatever, because we're all in different places in the world. But if you show up, then we know what you require. And I think that's a big thing. People don't want to say, I need a hand. I need help. I need, you know, I'm good at that now. Like, I suck at copywriting. Yeah, okay, I need help. You know, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. But, you know, that's something simple. But I remember, like, you guys saying, oh my God, I need some help. But where, right? Where do you go? What do you do? And that's what I love. What would be your one word, how you would, okay, I know we asked about this earlier, but one word that you would use to describe the community?
Audrey? Trust. Trust. I would say trust. Because I think as we go through this, we learn how to ask and maybe we envision our lives in a certain way, but we're too eager to get the result right away. And we just have to trust and know that it's there. So trust in each other. Yeah. Trust yourself, trust in the community, trust in God, just overall trust. So I would say trust.
I love it. Shannon.
Oh, I love that word. I'm nodding because I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
It's yeah. So huge. Cause for me, it's trusting that there's a reason, trusting to have patience. Well, I'm not so great with patience because I want everything now. And I'm, you know, so I think that's a huge one for me. For me, it just resonates with compassion. Mm-hmm. I'm with a partner who truly sees the good in everybody. And I do too, but sometimes, you know, we'll link to, oh, well, you know, was that really the intention behind that? Or was that really true intention? He just sees people as true intention. It's just naturally programmed as happy. And I think to me, that's such a gift to be able to live like that. And that this is something the community for me is huge with, is just compassion. It's just an overall compassion for anyone at any stage. And just true love, a place of love.
Doris.
And it's funny because I didn't want to say it, but inclusive keeps coming to my head. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out why I wanted to say that word, but I honestly think it's because everybody is so unique and so different. And there's such a community that everyone is included and everybody is connected. So the inclusiveness, I guess, is just everybody being who they want to be, and they're included in no matter where they are.
I love it. I love you guys for coming on again. We are going to make sure that the community sees you a little bit more. They've been asking. So like everyone said, I think you got some great words. I want to thank everybody. I want to invite everyone to check us out on the online academies at tracylclark.com. So whether you're in the Effortless Academy, if you are a transformational listener, there is a special there. But also the Miraculous Academy, where you see these women every day and they're there to show up because we're here. We got your back. So thank you so much, everybody. Can't believe our hour's up, but I am so honored to have you in the community and see each and every one of you every day. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for all of our listeners, next week we'll be back with our call-in show, but you will be seeing these ladies again in December. So thank you. Lots of love, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.